Oneonta is trying to revitalize its downtown. They're using state money to do it. And as WSKG's Monica Sandreski reports, community leaders and residents are figuring out what makes Oneonta, Oneonta. Oneonta is trying to revitalize its downtown. They're using state money to do it. And as WSKG's Monica Sandreski reports, community leaders and residents are figuring out what makes Oneonta, Oneonta.
On a winter evening on Main Street in Oneonta, Joe Ficano readjusts the canvas tote bag on his shoulder that reads, Shop Small. He's an outgoing guy and sits on Common Council. He loves the city's downtown culture and...
Fantastic pizza. But it's very good, and I'm from Utica, so that's saying a lot.
Ficano and a handful of other city leaders are planning how to use $10 million in state money.
We don't have to be job creators. We have to be place creators, so let's keep an eye on the quality of life, make it a place people want to be. They'll figure out what they're going to do.
Ficano is proud of the historic brick buildings, a strong art scene, and mountain bike trails. Oneonta's Main Street is already bustling. That's part of why the state picked it. The colleges and small businesses could make it an economic hub for the Mohawk Valley. City leaders and residents now have a chance to beef up strengths or tackle pressing needs, or both. On the corner of Main Street and Chestnut, there's a sign with a beach scene on it for Jamaican Creation Cuisine. It's owned by Damian McIntyre, who makes a killer curry chicken and plantains. One project could be a rotating loan for entrepreneurs.
It is tough to get your restaurant up and going, so a loan would be pretty good for us as small business.
McIntyre loves living in Oneonta, and city leaders love people like him. They want to draw more young professionals to start up businesses. Unlike many upstate cities, Oneonta was never a company town. It's a college town with Hartwick and SUNY Oneonta, and small at 14,000 people, half of whom are college students. And with many college students comes partying. Ficano says they use the parking garage to relieve themselves.
It's a huge bathroom for you to use. Outdoor bathroom. Maybe that's an idea. Why don't we get really get progressive and put some outdoor urinals going on here?
That's actually not a bad idea, according to Susan Bradbury.
I mean, I hate to say this, but putting public bathrooms downtown. I mean, that's a big issue, especially if you're going to have public functions downtown.
Bradbury is a professor of small town community planning and says college towns need to integrate students into the city's identity.
You've got your colleges there. They're going to be there. And maybe think about how through aspects of design and providing certain kinds of facilities can actually help to diffuse the situation.
Bradbury says, overall, she's very impressed with the early Oneonta plan because it's designed for people at all income levels. A couple of blocks away at the Lord's Table Food Pantry, Joyce Mason starts to prep the next hot meal.
We're sinners. We make burritos the way they should be made, not the way you get them at, what is the name, Moe's.
She says the community supports the pantry. Mason and her volunteers serve dozens of people every day who can't afford to live in this city, herself included.
I mean, I know I had an apartment for a while, and it was over $700 a month. It was difficult. I live with a family. I moved in with a family, and we are sharing a house.
That's a concern for city leaders, too. They say a third of Oneontans live below the poverty line, and there isn't enough housing. Councilman Ficano wants changes to the city to benefit everyone.
I'm confident that we're going to get most of it right, you know. It's going to be good.
They have a few more weeks to do it. Monica Sandreski, WSKG News.